Breaking news, this is your World War III update. So, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has done something exceptionally unusual today, and everybody needs to be paying attention to this. He is calling for, get a load of this, the entire top brass of the U.S. military to hold an emergency meeting next Tuesday. I repeat, the entire upper echelon, the Praetorian Guard, all 800 brigadier generals and above that rank are going to be assembled in one spot, because this is not virtual, this is physical. Maybe they'll make some exception with the admirals, but all of the top officers in the U.S. military will be concentrated in one spot next Tuesday at Quantico Marine Corps Base in Virginia. Now, people need to zoom the timeline out just a few days to understand the significance of this. People who are close to this matter are saying this is highly unusual. They've never seen anything like this before. We'll talk about what the meeting might be about in just a moment, because it could be a lot of things. But remember what Pete Hegseth did last weekend. What did he do? Well, he put a gag order on the Pentagon Press. He essentially said that you can no longer report anything that hasn't been thoroughly vetted by the Pentagon, even if the information is unclassified, even if it's OSINT, you can't report it unless we say so. Now, you fast forward 5 days, and they're doing this emergency meeting of the entire military staff, never mind the obvious security risks inherent in having such a centralized meeting. How enticing would it be to our adversaries to do a decapitation strike and take out the entire upper chain of command in one fell swoop? I mean, you can't think that they're not going to be salivating at that prospect. I mean, if there ever was a time to do something, that would be it if you're Russia and China. I don't think that's going to happen, but this is very unusual considering the timeline. Now, let's just zoom out a few more days. So what do we have? We have all of the NATO stuff on the border, the incursions in the Polish airspace, the shooting down of jets on the 20th. Hegseth comes out with this gag order with the Pentagon. And then on the 23rd, Trump does a 180 on Ukraine and says, not only do we support Ukraine in taking back their entire country, something he just a week ago or so said that was impossible, but also he encourages Ukraine to maybe even go even further into Russia. Well, not encourage, but says they might even go even further. Obviously a veiled threat that the United States will support them in that initiative if it rises, which I doubt it's going to happen for some time. Regardless, now today to call a meeting of your entire upper chain of command, I mean, this is how, it's like we're watching a movie here. Now, in terms of what the purpose of this might be, is this a psyop? Is this just a photo op? Is this a pep rally? Is this a purge? Because the U.S. military has become incredibly top-heavy in management. Is this some sort of alignment move, you know, just to pep talk before World War III? I mean, is this just signaling, a deterrent signaling to our enemies? You know, this could be a variety of things. It could be an actual discussing potential future operations and doing it behind closed doors in person so that there can be no transmissions intercepted. Now, I think I'm leaning towards this is going to be some pep rally of sorts, and this is going to be the beginning of a purge. But it's so hard to say. This really could be anything, because sometimes we read too deep into these things, and they really are what they appear to be in the end, which is just a meeting to talk about coordinating activities because of all the stuff that is going on in the world, effectively making sure that everybody is fully aligned for the proverbial day X. This order applies to nearly all top commanders worldwide, okay? Specifically, officers holding the rank of brigadier general or above, or the Navy equivalent, who are currently in command posts, plus their top enlisted advisors. What? Senior officers in staff positions are excluded. Top commanders in active conflict zones and senior leaders stationed across Europe, the Middle East, and Asia Pacific are expected to attend. Everyone in one place. The numbers cited, there are about 800 generals and admirals across the United States and abroad, directly reportedly covers virtually all of those command roles. And again, this is highly unusual. So what are the potential purposes? Like I said, synchronization of coordination of activities, alignment. There could be classified briefings associated with this. This could just be deterrence signaling to our adversaries. This could all just be a ruse, and they're gonna start shit this weekend to make our enemies think that they have the weekend to prepare. They've done this sort of thing before. This could be just to make sure that communications is all ironed out in such case that there's a Article 5 invocation. This could be something related to homeland defense and critical infrastructure, as the saying goes, enemies foreign and, of course, domestic. What it certainly signals is a higher state of alert across the U.S. military. So this is not to be dismissed. This is very unusual. People will think that that's normal, but removing the top guy from your entire global operations is, I'm not even sure if that's ever been done before. I'm sure it has, you know, during the Cold War or something, but people who are familiar with this stuff are saying that they've never seen anything like this in their lifetimes. So it's mildly concerning, to say the least. Now, in terms of what is going on the war rhetoric front, there's a lot going on. Now, in terms of the Russian-NATO back and forth, the Russian ambassador to France, Alexei Meshkov, says that if NATO shoots down a Russian plane, it will cause a war with the North Atlantic Alliance. How else could it be considered, he says. Mark Rutte responds and says they support shooting down Russian aircraft that violate alliance airspace, and says members have a right to respond. Sergei Lavrov responds to Mark Rutte. He's the Russian foreign minister, and he says the following: NATO and the European Union have declared war on Russia through Ukraine. That is a serious statement when you know how circumspect Lavrov is with his words. To hear him say something like that is fairly significant. Now, here is how Mark Rutte, the Secretary General of NATO, dismisses Lavrov's statements. Lavrov has been Russia's foreign minister since the birth of Jesus Christ, as if that's necessarily a bad thing. And since then, anything useful came out of his mouth. So let's not pay too much attention to Mr. Lavrov. That is highly dismissive of a foreign diplomat, even if it is Lavrov. Usually, Lavrov's not the kind of guy that even members of NATO badmouth in that sort of way, because he is so measured in his responses. Now, yesterday, and I believe this was just hours ago, in fact, I reported that there was an incident in the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone, and apparently it was two Russian Tu-95 bombers and two Su-35 jets that entered Alaskan airspace. What? Or is that just close to? Because if they entered Alaskan airspace, I think there would be trouble. But I think that's just the Air Defense Identification Zone. That's not necessarily their airspace, like their territorial airspace. This led the United States deploying an E-3 Sentry aircraft and four F-16 fighter jets. Now, it gets spicier. Zelensky says today, if Russia won't end the war, Kremlin officials should make sure they know where the nearest bomb shelter is. The arrogance of that statement. Dmitry Medvedev responded and said, that's how you know that it just went to his head. Look how fast it went to his head. I mean, you're lipping off to a country that has more nuclear weapons and could completely destroy your country in 5 minutes if they wanted to. It's like a chihuahua. I mean, it's a chihuahua versus a pit bull. Russia can use weapons. This is what Medvedev said. Russia can use weapons a bomb shelter won't protect against. Americans should also keep this in mind. Wow. So Medvedev's on a tear once again. You see, yesterday, it appeared as though that he was sort of bracketing his statements and that he was reined in a little bit, but he just threatened to go to nuclear war with the Americans. That's serious. So I would expect that Donald Trump might respond to him at some point. I just got to read that again because that's a crazy statement, right? He's saying Russia can use weapons a bomb shelter won't protect against, and Americans should also keep this in mind. And the Russians aren't dumb. People think that a nuclear war is going to be limited to Europe. It's not, because they know that at the end of the day, this is all underwritten by the United States. Trump said the following today that Putin must stop the war in Ukraine that has caused so many deaths. So just kind of reiterating the same sentiments that he sent out yesterday. Now, in terms of what's going on with the Denmark and Nordic drone incursions, Latvian foreign minister to Reuters said that Denmark told allies the drone incursions were carried out by a state actor, but didn't specify who. They claim up until this point that they don't have evidence that it was the Russians just yet. But they are, according to Danish defense minister. They're saying that this is certainly not a coincidence. It looks systemic. I would define it as a hybrid attack. There is still no direct military threat against Denmark, however. Denmark's prime minister spoke with Mark Rutte about the serious situation related to drones over Danish airports and agreed that NATO would work with Denmark on what we can do together to ensure safety and security. Now, I'm not sure if this constitutes a triggering of Article 4, but I know there was a conversation about that yesterday as to whether or not this would be triggered. So we have Poland, we have Estonia, and now we have Denmark within the span of a couple weeks, either talking with NATO or actually triggering Article 4. Poland has revised their rules of engagement. They're now set to revise legislation on overseas military operations to allow its forces to intercept Russian objects such as drones over Ukraine without prior NATO or European Union approval. I repeat, that is serious. Poland is set to revise legislation on overseas military operations to allow its forces to intercept Russian objects, such as drones, not over their own airspace, but over Ukraine. That's effectively a no-fly zone, because that's a slippery slope, because they're going to say, well, we presume based on its approach, angle, trajectory, whatever, that it was going to enter into our country, so we shot it down. The Russians have said that would be an act of war, without prior NATO or European Union approval. So does that mean that this would not elicit Article 5? That this would void Article 5 if they acted in their own interests without NATO approval? Possibly. And that, of course, is setting the stage for a broadening of the conventional war, because then Russia at least wouldn't have to worry about Article 5 being triggered, which would be a war with NATO, which they could only fight with nuclear weapons. There was two Russian surveillance satellites observed, pursuing satellites used by Germany's armed forces. So the Russians are not only trying to find out where submarines are, but they're also tailing satellites, and they have the ability to take out satellites in space. And once that happens, it's Kessler syndrome, and we're effectively landlocked on this planet, and we ain't going to Mars like Elon wants. Cyber and industrial disruptions across Europe today. A cyber attack hit Berlin Airport. Remember, just over the weekend, there was a series of cyber attacks that brought flights to a standstill. So this hybrid warfare is ramping up, whether it's undersea cables that are getting cut, boats that are being intercepted, shadow fleet tankers being flagged, all of this stuff. So this is getting kinetic, because there was that massive explosion in Romania yesterday. And now, I think it was just a few hours ago, depending on maybe like 12 hours ago or so, in Swindon, United Kingdom, warehouses caught fire, houses shook from the shockwave, and hundreds were evacuated. Footage reportedly shows detonations in an industrial area and nearby evacuations. Now, they'll probably chalk it up to, they'll probably say it was a firework factory. That's a famous one that they always try to pin the blame on. It's a firework factory. So if they say that, it was probably some sort of weapons manufacturing facility. But it could be that these acts of sabotage are starting behind the scenes and that these sleeper cells are becoming active. I'm surprised it's not happening in the United States just yet, but it might just not be getting any media attention either. I mean, fires happen all the time. Whether or not they make the news is another story. The Iranians yesterday released documents that claim to detail everything about the Israeli nuclear program. Now, if you recall, 2 years ago, back in November, and perhaps one of the most unnerving videos I ever did, because at the time, the information just seemed way too sensitive. Like, it seemed like I was flying too close to the sun. But I had acquired some information that indicated that October 7th, the purpose of it was actually an intel heist that was coordinated at the top level by the Iranians, leveraging Hamas in order to acquire information about the Israeli strategic forces. Now, they're publishing this information finally, okay? And but this is not new news. They've had this information for a long time. I talked about it well, 2 years ago now, I guess. So what does it mean that they're disclosing it now? Nothing, because, of course, Israel has already factored this in to their strategic calculus and likely has moved those assets and changed everything around and has accommodated for this leak. But the deputy coordinator of the Iranian army, Admiral Habibullah Sayari, says that the Iranian armed forces have been brought to full combat readiness and exercises are currently taking place across the country and air defense measures are being practiced. Looks like John Bolton's house got raided by the FBI, who have acquired and seized weapons of mass destruction documents. So they're going after John Bolton. Now, this meeting next week, that is really concerning to me. Very concerning to me. Whew. I can feel the tension. This could be to coordinate a multi-theater advance of hostilities. This could be, you know, getting everybody on board for the big one. This really could be that could be what this is. I mean, I'm going to lean towards a 70% chance that this is some kind of, you know, purge and pep rally and audit of the bloated managerial class in the U.S. Armed Forces. But it could be much worse than that. There's a 30% chance that this is it, that it's just what it looks like. And the thing is, though, I don't know why you would announce it. You know, there's no need to announce something like that. You would do that in secret. I guess it might get leaked and that might scare people more if they tried to do it in secret and it was somehow leaked, that all of the generals are, because something like that would likely get out. Like, I mean, you know, if it was a handful, nobody would probably pay much attention to it, but somebody would start to notice that all of these military generals were absent from their post on that day, and that could actually cause the other side to overreact, and potentially mistakes can happen then. So in the signaling, in the making it public, it's a lot like flying with your transponder on versus flying blind, because you know, if you're hovering close to Russia's border with your transponder off and it's a stealth plane or something, I mean, that's effectively an act of war. So that could be announced for de-escalatory purposes. This could just be, again, optics, but it could also be a ruse. So do not be surprised if something big happens this weekend and we come to find later on that was just to get, you know, countries to put their guard down because they thought they had time. This would not be uncommon. So that's what's going on. I'll keep you guys up to date. It's midday, so we might do another update later on today. Thanks for watching. Canadian Prepper out.